real thing, okay? 2 million infections each year. Okay, this is from March of 1998. Again, this is from the Center for Disease Control. The federal agency came up with this. 2 million infections each year in hospitals. 90,000 of these people die. They kill 90,000 with infections because they don't wash their hands after they go potty. They just don't wash their hands after they go potty. And bathrooms, when I see this happening, I have to threaten some of these doctors. You better wash, and there may be some of them in here today, you know. Better be washing your hands, otherwise I'll have your neck. And they'll go reluctantly wash their hands, but they're rolling their eyes, and oh, we'll get that Wallach somehow, right? Well, I want you to think by contrast. What if Iran or North Korea were to send over their intercontinental ballistic missiles to a large population center in America, L.A., San Diego, Seattle, San Francisco? What about Dallas, Texas? What about Chicago? What about Denver, Colorado? New York City, Atlanta, and so on. Philadelphia, Baltimore, Maryland, Virginia, places like Washington, D.C. Well, some of you may have thoughts on that, but let's say they sent over these intercontinental ballistic missiles with a biological weapon and infect 2 million people in the population, kill 90,000. Will we send over chocolate to win their hearts and minds? It'd be war! It would be war! And here's one trade that does it year after year after year after year, and nobody even raises an eyebrow. When do you get angry enough to do something? I'm asking you to do something. I'm asking you to take over your own health care, and so you won't need to use them, and you'll stay out of harm's way. Hooah! Let's look at pharmaceuticals. This is 2006. Institute of Medicine again. Deaths by medication error rising. And this is a yearly figure. You see, this is a yearly figure. Pharmaceutical mistakes. This is decimal point. These are decimal point mistakes by the prescribing doctor and by the fulfilling pharmacist. These types of mistakes, these decimal point mistakes, are tied to 1.5 million fatalities and permanent injuries every year. 1.5 fatalities and permanent injuries every year, and they don't even get an OSHA ticket. It'd be war if the country were to do that to us. You all heard of Bernie Madoff. He went to jail for life plus 150 years for defrauding his investors of $3 billion. How does one guy defraud his investors of $3 billion? Well, this came out September 7th, 2012. It was on the front page of every newspaper in America. Didn't raise a single eyebrow. U.S. healthcare wastes $750 billion a year. $750 billion, which is three-quarters of a trillion, one-third of the American medical budget. And everybody thought, oh, that's the government. So what's new? They waste everything. And so nobody even read the article. What it turns out is that it said that each medical dollar that your doctor bills, your insurance company bills you for services rendered, sometimes not services rendered, 30 cents out of every dollar is fraudulently billed. They bill you for things they didn't do because they need the money, end of the month, needed the money, or they did to you that you didn't need so they could get the money. Because if they bill your insurance company, the insurance company pays, they never have to pay it back. If they get a student loan, they got to pay it back. It amounts to $750 billion a year, a year, a year, year after year after year. They're protective monopolies, self-policing, no oversight by anybody, and they get away with it. How do you solve the problem? You don't use them. According to Lucian LePay, the director and the head of the department of the public health department at Harvard Medical School back in 1990 and again in 2014, he said that 52% of licensed medical doctors in America, of all specialties, are intoxicated on alcohol, street drugs, and prescription drugs as they're working. 52%. Huh? Somebody needs to go to jail here. Our poor veterans. In my 1998 CD that I did up in New York, it was for the State of New York, the professional organization, so they could get their points for their licensing. They asked me to come up in 1998 and give a lecture, but I couldn't use the title Dead Doctors. I had to pick something else, so I called it Medical Mousetrap. Kind of vanilla for me, but that's what they let me do, Medical Mousetrap. And in there, I said many, many controversial things and blamed them for a lot of stuff. But the one they really reacted to was I said, you have two opportunities to give your life for your country. Once on the field of battle and the others in the VA system. Oh, they didn't like that. They wadded up the programs, ran up the aisle, threw them at me, cussed me out. And of course, this is being filmed. And so they sent a copy of the film to the Department of Veterans Affairs. And they did a research on it. And they came out a year later, December of 1999, and here's the results of their study, presented at the same meeting a year later. There's 100,000 mistakes every year in the VA system, 3,000 of which are so severe the veteran will remain in the hospital for the remainder of their days, whether it's 20 days or 20 months or 20 years. They're usually in a coma from some botched up medical procedure, 3,000 every year, and hundreds of thousands of minor mistakes. Of those 3,000 serious mistakes, VA hospital doctors, look at the word they use, kill! 700 veterans a year. Last year in Afghanistan, the enemy killed 375 of our active military personnel in a war zone. The medical doctors in the VA system kill more of our precious veterans than the enemy does in the field of battle. Somebody needs to go to jail. Hooah! They had hidden cameras in the surgery rooms in the VA system. They found a minimum of 22, on the average, actually an average of 22 mistakes per surgery.